What's going on, people? Here's my random thought of the day. This might be rude. It may not be rude. We'll see just where it goes. We'll see. Let's go. So, I have certain things that bother me. I definitely do. One of the things that bother me, it bothered me in another sense, but now, as a whole, it bothers me. One of these things I got from my wife. And what my wife does that I now do is when jokers write or when jokers have a conversation with me and speak to me, this is the one I did, I correct them. Like, that's not right. You're not speaking correctly. Now, when I see jokers write stuff, I correct it. It's one of those things. It's crazy. Like, why in the world don't you know the difference between there, there, and there? Why don't you know that? Like this, there is a difference. Which one is it? Do you know? I do. Why don't you know? Why can't you form a sentence correctly? Why can't you do that? Why are you forming sentence fragments? Because here's the thing. Here's something that's crazy. You can make a statement, and a statement is actually a full sentence. Did you know that? No. Killing me. Another thing. You ebonic speaking jokers. See, the reason here, see, before you even think and or say anything, the reason why I say Joker and John Brown is because I don't want to cuss. That's what I say. So, back to what I was about to say. You ebonic speaking jokers. If your butt won't sit there and speak ebonics, if you are going to speak ebonics, please, pretty please, don't write it, because it don't make sense. Doesn't make sense at all. It just doesn't make sense. When someone is attempting to read ebonics, it's like, what? That's what runs through my mind when I attempt to read someone who is writing in ebonics. Not even speaking in it. Speaking in it is a whole entirely different animal compared to a joke that just wants to write it as well. Like, dude. It just don't make sense. It just doesn't. It doesn't make sense. So what I need people to do, please, make sense when you write. Make sense when you speak. It is not that hard to do. It's just not. It's one of those things that just gets me riled up. And I want to choke you, but I can't. Because I love you. My goodness. Don't do it. Make one smack you in the back of your head. Oh, killing me. Please. People. When you feel the need that you want to say something to somebody or write something, please make sure it makes sense. And please, ebonics is a no-no. That's my final thought, man. I'm done. Have a good one. What is up, people? This is Van. I'm coming to you. My random thought of the day. You know? Today, I woke up you know, did my little procedures and all that other stuff, getting up, brushing the teeth. Yeah, don't be talking about the brushing the teeth. Don't you say nothing. But get up, you know, and look at my phone, and I got a message from my wife. And she was talking. What's she saying? She says something about filling out an application because we're trying to buy a house, you know. And she said, fill out the information, no taxes, you know what I'm saying, so we can look at the, because you at home. And she said something else. I don't remember what the other thing was. But, see, my random thought is not even talking about that. But my random thought is that, man, yo, it's kind of awesome being married. You know what I'm saying? Because you got jokers that go out and party and try and pick up chicks, and then your butt get turned down trying to holler at somebody, and you get turned down, and then your butt get home and you sleep by yourself. It's cold bed, cold covers, cold pillow. You sleeping by yourself. Me, I don't sleep by myself. You know what I'm saying? If I, you know what I'm saying, we got extra rooms and stuff like that. So if I want to go in another room, because sometimes my daughter sleep in my bed and they take up all the space. But in any event, I could come home, open up my room door, you know, if my daughter ain't in my bed, even if she is in my bed. But I could come home and lay next to my wife. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, like I said, sometimes my daughter in the bed, and I gotta move her butt out the way, cause when she's sleeping, she freaking she gets like she laying in the bed, right? She laying in the bed and she kicks the covers off. Kick the covers off. Covers is off the bed. Not even off the bed, but off of her. And she kicked the covers off of me. But she don't kick the covers off of mama. There's a mother on the other side, and she in the middle of us. But still, I don't, like, whatever. But still, I don't have to come home and be alone because I got a wife. So, if that butt thinks that you need to chill and relax and settle down and all the other good stuff, then maybe that butt should chill and relax and settle down. Get you a steady girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? Lead towards marriage and all the other good stuff. Because I got to admit, you know what I'm saying? That dolo stuff, you know what I'm saying? Jokers coming home alone. I used to live by myself for a while. And coming home by yourself, for yourself, in a house that's just empty. Get some juice. And then go upstairs and go to sleep. Cause you ain't nobody in there with you. So if I had a wife back then, I'd be guy. I got a wife now though. How about that? So all I'm saying is that marriage is probably one of the most awesomest things I've ever had to do. And it's probably one of them pinnacles in life. Get married. Have babies. Build. From foundation. Build a foundation. All that good stuff. So, my suggestion for all you single jokers out there that are sitting out there playing all them crazy games is you better chill out and go get you a steady girlfriend and chill. And relax. I'm saying, and even then, you know what I'm saying, it'll come in time. But that's my random thought of the day. Y'all have a good one.